The words are in the elven tongue of the west of Middle-earth in the Elder Days, said Gandalf. But they do not say anything of importance to us. They say only, the doors of Durin, Lord of Moria, speak friend and enter. So begins the journey in the dark for the members of the Fellowship. They enter the mines of Moria and all about them as they lay hung with darkness, hollow and immense, and they were oppressed by the loneliness and vastness of the Dolmen halls and endlessly branching stairs and passages. What was once a great hall of life now became a tomb. The fourth movement describes the laborious journey. The slow walking cadenza and the fear are clearly audible. After a wild pursuit by hostile creatures, the orcs, Gandalf directs the Fellowship to the bridge of Khazad Dûm, where faced with the oncoming demon, Belroth. Fly, this is a foe beyond any of you, screams Gandalf. At the middle of the bridge, Gandalf stays his ground when approaching Belroth. You cannot pass. I am a servant of the secret fire, wielder of the flame of Annor. Striking the bridge with his staff, it cracks, and with a terrible cry, the Belroth fell forward, and its shadow plunged down and vanished. But even as it fell, it swung its whip, and the thongs lashed thick and curled the wizard's knees, dragging him to the brink. He staggered and fell, grasping vainly at the stone, and slid in the abyss. Fly, you fools, he cried, and he was gone. To the melancholy tones of the funeral march, the bewildered companions trudge on, looking for the only way out of the mines, the east gate of Moria.